Welcome to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media. I'm Scott with our version of The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, in a house in the country, an old mother pig saw no food in the pantry. She looked all around the house, but there wasn't a crumb in it. She needed to act right this very minute. "I have piglets to feed," she said with despair. "Or maybe it's time to get them out of my hair." All three of her piglets, smart Mama Pig thought, were old enough now to go find their own spot. Each piglet needed to build their own new space with a window, a door, and perhaps fireplace. She said, "Sons, you must find stuff with which you can build it, but first call the city for a building permit." The first little pig, well, he was quite lazy. He thought that hard work was just flat out crazy. He said, "I don't like construction. I'd much rather play. That much hard work sounds like one wasted day. I'll make it easy and cheap, ha ha ha." He decided to build his new house out of straw. Little pig number two, well, he was much smarter. He said, "I'll build my house with something much harder." So off to the store, he went for some lumber, and he said, "This will make me a fine place to slumber." And in no time flat, he built a house with that wood. Not the best on the block, but the best that he could. Just as he finished, pig one came to play. He said, "Ha, I beat you. Mine was done yesterday." Pig two said, "Good timing. I just got done. Let's go find our brother. It's time for some fun." They cleaned up their tools, and as quick as could be, they set out down the road to visit pig number three. While pigs one and two finished their houses quick, pig three was still building, because he used strong bricks. Each one was big and red and so steady. When wintertime came, pig three would be ready. His house made of brick would protect him from snow, with a chimney above and a fire down below. Pigs one and two saw his house and thought, "Neat, this place will be awesome in wind, snow, and heat." "Sorry, you two," said pig number three. "The sun's going down, as I'm sure you can see. There's still work to do and no time for fun, because my house of brick isn't quite done. Come back tomorrow, and then we'll play games." Pigs one and two left, because pig three was so lame. Then the next morning, the sun started to rise, as a scary wolf watched with his beady wolf eyes. When he saw the straw house, pig one fast asleep, the wolf thought of breakfast and started to creep. He looked under the mat. Darn, no key underneath. So he cleared his scratchy throat and wiped his sweaty teeth.
Little pig, let me come in."
"No way," said the pig. "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
The wolf was confused, not sure where to begin. So he said,
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
He sucked in some air and he blew and he blew. He sent all that straw scattering, and the little pig too. The little pig ran just as fast as he could till he got to his brother's, the house made of wood. Once safely inside, he sighed with relief. Big Bad Wolf was scary, and his breath beyond belief. But little pig's smiles soon turned into frowns. The big wolf had followed to knock the door down.
Little pigs, let me come in."
"No way,"
said the pigs.
"Not by the hair of our chinny chin chins."
But the wolf was too hungry, and he said with a grin,
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
The wolf's gusty breath blew wood into toothpicks. Pigs 1 and 2 ran to Pig 3's house of bricks. The pigs ran so fast, squealing right down the trail.
Help, help,
but not
help,
fast
help,
enough.
Help,
the wolf was right on their tail.
Help, help, help,
with the wolf getting
help,
closer, they screamed
help,
and they cried. They made such
door,
a noise, Pig
open
3
the
heard
door,
them outside.
Open the door.
He opened the door for his brothers with haste. The wolf's right behind you. There's no time to waste. The wolf screeched to a halt and was catching his breath, while inside, two piglets were both scared to death. The third pig was not scared, and he said, "This is why. I use bricks for my house, so there's no need to cry." The three pigs sat down, and they began to relax, no longer worried about big wolf attacks.
Little pigs, let me come in.
No way, said the pigs, not by the hair of our chinny chin chins.
By now the wolf's anger was barely controlled. Why can't these three pigs just do as they're told?
Little pigs, I'm the biggest, most bad wolf around. Now I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
The wolf's breath rushed out like a hurricane's gale. But the brick house stood tall where the others had failed. He huffed and he puffed, then he huff-puffed some more. He'd never seen such a strong house before.
That's it, little pigs. I've had enough. I'ma climb down your chimney and I'll eat you right up.
The wolf started to climb.
Those pigs soon will be caught.
But inside there was water in a huge iron pot. They'd started a fire and the pot was aboil. Thus the pigs hoped to end their turmoil. The wolf slid down fast. His feast was at hand. But a mealtime of piglet didn't happen as planned. He slid down the chimney into boiling hot bubbles. The pigs slammed the lid tight and put an end to wolf troubles. That's the end of the story of Pigs 1, 2, 3. So what have they taught us? Just what might that be? Perhaps that it's better to put off some fun, to build something sturdy, to lay bricks one by one. It takes a bit longer, but I think you can tell that if something's worth doing, it's worth doing well. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.